You like that?
I'm not familiar with that, but yeah, okay. Hey everyone, this is Miles.
This is Miles, the incredibly upbeat.
Yeah.
What are you drinking now?
Pabst Blue
All
Ribbon.
All night. It sounds like. I mean, he's been sucking on something, and then now he's drinking. I talked to the guy for 30 minutes before we started recording. He's like,
everyone's talking at me.
It's like. I don't know what.
I was doing the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Okay, is that what they call it now, Tootsie Roll?
Tootsie Roll. Let's see how your Tootsie Rolls.
Well, yeah. let's see that you could, you know, maybe not eat and drink in my ear for half an hour next time. Let's see that.
I like to.
Yeah, I realize you're...
It's a turn on for some people.
I don't know who those people are, but they're not me. So, Merry Christmas, Miles.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
You're so hesitant. I don't know if I want to tell him Merry Christmas.
Well, it's not really Christmas yet. So
well, by the time anybody, it'll be after Christmas by the time anybody hears this, probably. But
that's, for those celebrating, yes.
Yeah, but it is almost Christmas.
There are certain people, you know, that don't, you know.
Well, or whoever. Happy holidays, whatever. Whatever your flavor.
Yeah.
Happy holiday flavor. I mean, you seem to be sucking the hell out of a flavor there for a while, so.
I had cherry, so what? Be jealous.
Yeah, okay. It's a little rude. I don't know.
I had the brown one yesterday.
Sure you did. Uh-oh. Now, somebody put the finger in the dog's butt.
Yeah. They get a charge out of it.
So, I had a... I guess it would be kind of like a holiday lunch, maybe.
Yeah.
So I met up with my friend Dr. J.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Dr. K.
All right. There you go.
And we had lunch together.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like... What?
No, go ahead. I'm just drinking my pap. Well,
now you eat... Don't let it stop you from your meal.
What? I just like to get drunk while I do the show.
Yeah,
so
okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I had lunch with Dr. J and Dr. K, but we did it a little bit differently. Normally, we go meet at a restaurant and, order and what have you. Well, It's been a little bit hectic lately, and so I'm like, well, let's just meet at my office, and I got a conference room. We'll just eat in the conference room. Bring your lunch.
Brown bag.
We used to do that. I mean, I ate lunch with Dr. J for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
like every day almost.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of did a little throwback to the good old days. And Dr. K would come down every once in a while and eat. But, I'm like, yeah, let's just do a throwback. Bring your lunch and we'll eat in the conference room and, you know, chit chat and what have you.
Right.
And I kind of forgot. I mean, it's been a while. So Dr. J and I haven't worked together like in the same office for, maybe almost 10 years now or so.
Yeah.
And like I said, we used to eat lunch every day.
You have your Lunchables together.
Yeah, we'd have our, I'd have my pizza Lunchable, and then he would have his food, whatever weird food he would bring.
Kale.
And I forgot about this. I I'm like, oh, wait a minute. So what's, he gets there, and I purchased a sandwich that I had brought. I mean, I purchased it elsewhere and brought it to eat. And I think Dr. K did as well. He had a sandwich from some other place that he went by on the way or something. I don't know. And I keep forgetting, Dr. J would eat the weirdest stuff. And he brought like a little Tupperware, you know, like 8.5 by 11 Tupperware thing full of chicken wings.
Oh.
And for a minute, I thought he was going to share.
Nope.
No, he was not going to share. And then I realized, as this all was transpiring, I remembered, oh, wait a minute. He brings the strangest thing. So it wasn't like chicken wing. It was chicken wings in the sense of it was the wing of a chicken, but not chicken wings in the sense of hot sauce kind of a chicken wing.
Mm-hmm.
So he had made these chicken wings.
Yeah.
And then he proceeds to eat them like a raccoon in front of both of us.
Oh, God.
Where he didn't just eat them like hold them. He literally tore them apart with his hands.
Oh.
With his little raccoon hands and was like eating them. He's like,
little
raccoon. Sounded like you. He's licking his fingers. Yeah, he was pulling the bones out of
Jawa?
Yeah. Well, he's very diminutive, you know. So
yeah,
I've
only seen this guy once. That was like 30 years ago. Yeah.
Well, he hasn't gotten any taller or any bigger.
Well, he looked like Kenny Loggins last time I saw him or something.
He's very tiny Kenny Loggins, but yes.
Yeah, he's like a mini, like a homunculus or whatever it's called.
Homunculus. That's horrible. I never called him a homunculus.
No, I just did.
Oh. But he's like, normally people bite into the wing, and then flip it around and bite and everything. He's literally shredding it, like pulling the bones out and shredding it and like eating the. And I was like, oh my, I forgot all about this. For 20 years, I witnessed.
Oh, God.
I was eating lunch with a raccoon for 20 years and I forgot. And then now I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, tiny little raccoon. Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, who? I was just watching him in amazement. I'm like, I forgot this totally. He used to bring in this food I called swamp. Because it literally looked like a swamp. It was like it was all wet. Yeah. And it had like, it wasn't noodles. It was like some type of really, really wet vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like he was just eating vegetation out of a swamp. And I would always get so grossed out by it. I'm like, oh my God, he brought swamp again. Well, I think, I remember, it triggered me.
Yeah.
Remember that he, this is the way he eats chicken wings is by
did he have
literally
like a
dismantling
big,
them.
Did he have like a big like jug of water like he'd like soak the meat into and then eat it like a real raccoon or that.
But the dude looked really, really greasy.
And he'd like wave at you sometimes like
Yeah, I was like and I was like, maybe I should have sat beside him instead of across from him. That's what I kept thinking.
Yeah.
And
but
he's
couldn't
really
take your
hairy.
Eyes off
he's like
it.
A really hairy person, so.
Yeah, he's like Kenny Loggins gone wrong, man.
Yeah, and then, like all this greasy chickens all over his beard and everything.
It's like if Kenny Loggins was in a porn or something.
It was like eating with an Ewok.
Oh,
like, dun, 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 dun.
I probably could. It's probably like saleable in Disney now. Lunch with an Ewok, and then he's like dismantling a chicken in front of you.
Jump, jump, da, 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 da. Dun, dun.
Yeah, I was just like, oh my. I'm like, this is the last time I'm ever going to do this kind of lunch again. We're going back to the restaurants.
And you couldn't take your eyes off it for a minute.
No, like, oh, I was like, holy shit, I forgot all about this. What am I doing to myself?
Look, Bob, no hands.
Yeah. And I mean, he probably had like, I don't know, half a dozen or about 8 or 10 chicken wings to go through.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and they're all flats. There are no drummies, I could tell.
Yeah.
I started not looking at it. I just had to look away because it was... I was just... I'm sure Dr. K was... You know, Dr. K, you went to lunch with Dr. K up at up in your place at Diamond Dave's a long time ago.
That Dr. K.
That yes. Dr. K.
That
yeah.
Dr. K, yes. Yes.
And I was just staring at him. He probably thought there was something wrong with me because I kept just looking at him and talking. I was like, he's probably like, what is Bob staring at me for? And it's like, because I can't. Mm-hmm. I really thought about taking up vegetarianism after witnessing this display of,
yeah,
you know, little tiny raccoon hands dismantling chicken wings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Dup, dup. Oh, God.
So, yeah, I think we're going to go back to restaurants from now on.
Yeah. Didn't you go to that weird restaurant about a year ago that there's like some weird sandwich shop you guys went to or something?
Oh, where the guy was telling me I couldn't sit there?
Yeah, I don't know. It's got like weird hours or something. Remember? Isn't there like,
yes,
some weird...
Yes, like, it seemed like they were closing in the middle of the day. Yes.
Yeah, right. Like, we're closed.
Yeah, we're closed. All of a sudden, we're closed. Yeah.
You can't sit here.
Same one I went to have lunch with Dr. J and K there. And literally this guy got in my face because I was waiting for them to show up. I just sat at a table. And this guy got in my face. He's like, you know, other people would like to sit there. You haven't ordered yet. And I'm like, yeah, I'm waiting for somebody. He's like, you're supposed to order first. I'm like, is this not a sign somewhere? What is... I'm waiting for people. I'm just going to sit here. I mean, the place was packed.
Excuse me.
Yeah, he was really angry with the fact that I was sitting and not eating or didn't order yet. I go, well, I'm going to order when they get here.
What? It's like an HOA
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
What the hell, man? Jesus Christ.
It was like... Know. I'm like,
table Nazi.
Chill. I'm like,
table Nazi.
Yeah, it was weird. And I was just like, you know, I thought for a minute, he's like, let's take this outside. I'm like, no, I'll lose my table.
Fuck you. No, I ain't going
to
go
outside. I'm waiting for this Ewok with raccoon hands to show up and gobble down
Kenny
the sandwich.
Kenny Loggins just showed up, yeah.
I'll watch him eat potato chips like a maniac.
Steve Buscemi and Kenny Loggins just showed up, so I think these are your friends here, basically.
I don't think Dr. K looks like Steve Buscemi.
I don't know. It's been so long. I don't remember what he looks like. I don't know. It'd be funny if your friend was Steve Buscemi. With the teeth, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Hey, is he bothering you? Yeah. No. So, yeah, I don't know. But it was a festive holiday luncheon like no other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's going on with you?
I've been taunting people. I've been wanting to
talk
to
people. Yeah, I know.
People.
You
I've
were taunting the shit out of me with a fucking Tootsie Pop or whatever.
There was a store I like to go. It's like kind of a resale shop, and sometimes this guy has some cool stuff, and he sometimes posts it, you know, on social media. And, mm-hmm. You know, you got to be kind of quick, you know, because you know once it's sold, you know, it's gone, right?
Once it's sold, it's gone. It's a store, yes, of course.
Right. Well, no, yeah. You snooze, you lose. I'm just saying, right, you know, if you post it, usually, you know, you got to. And I'm not going to make it in time.
I'm not going. I'm going to text him.
Yeah. No, I didn't, but I thought, well, if it's there, it's there. And I showed up, and this, like, it's on the counter, like someone's getting ready to buy it. I'm like, oh,
too late.
Too late. And it's a certain sports team I like. And it was like a blanket, you know. And this guy,
you're not
going to
name
exactly
the sports
like,
team. I mean, every other time you fucking go, like, pop a boner whenever you talk about it.
It's rhymes with Chanel Go Snares. And this dude looks exactly like the guy's gonna buy it. He's got a stack of stuff. He looks exactly like Santa Claus. Exactly.
Little Miles, this could be in your stocking this year.
And he goes, I can see by your pimp jacket, you know, and your cool looks and stuff that you really like the Shenango Snares. And I said, yeah, I do. And he's like, well, listen, I'll let you buy it. You can have it.
I'll let you buy it and give it to me.
Yeah. No. He's like, no, you're a big fan. Go ahead. You're a big fan.
Well, it's because you're all decked out. You got a shirt, you got a jacket, you got a hat. I mean,
I go, you want to see my underwear?
Did you pull your pants down so you could see your underwear? So
No, I wouldn't, because I have like this nasty pair.
I'm a super fan.
I got these nasty boxers that have like mega holes in them, but yet I refuse to throw it away.
I got these back in '85 when they won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, you're going to have it.
I change them. I wear them once a week at least.
And what is it? Oh, so I got it home and I like, well, I better wash this, you know. Mm-hmm. I had it kind of draped over my lazy boy and my dog jumped up and was sitting on it. Like, oh, I'll take a picture, you know, a cute little picture. In the meantime, like all these people, like, oh man, is that still for sale? My dying grandpa would love to have that, you know. Mm-hmm. I went back to the owner like a few weeks later. I go, you know what? I was just to be an asshole. I was going to post up that picture of my dog in the blanket, like, hey, thanks for the blanket. My dog loves it, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you better not. Like, yeah, I know I didn't. But
yeah, you better not.
I thought, just to be an asshole. Like, my grandpa, you know, would love to have that in his final days of life.
Not too bad. These people are fanatical.
I know. Well, you know, we live in a shithole, you know. So, right. So, like, I meant
for the Bears. Everybody's so fanatical about them, you know.
I know they got a shit record. I know, and everyone's all like, ooh. But so there's that, you know. So I almost taunted people there. I when I go to the box store, I always see a kid that graduated with my son's. I always, like, you know, go up to him. He works at the box store. I go, hey, where's the extra large condoms at? You know, like you know, and I usually like make
then,
sure like his.
You ask that, and then you go, how's your sister doing?
Yeah. I usually try to wait till his workmates are there. So the other day he's working with somebody, and I come up, I go, hey man, where's the lube at? This guy's like, his workmate's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Right?
You owe me a drink.
Right? Yeah. So I'm taunting this guy, right? Now, in the meantime, you know, not to brag, but I went to the dollar store to look for Christmas gifts for my family.
Great.
My oldest son came with me. This is a time waster. And he recognizes some lady he works with, you know, and she's there with her grandkids, you know. And I'm like, we got. I go, hey, and the kid's got a football. I go, what's your favorite team? And he's like, oh, the Cowboys. I'm like, oh, boo, they suck. Boo, suck.
You said that to a little kid?
Yeah, and then like his grandma's like, well, I like Vikings. I'm like, boo, they suck. Boo. And like this lady.
Are you
like,
decked out in all your Bears regalia?
Then some lady who's just shopping there, she goes, I like the Eagles. Boo! They suck. It's not the first time I've done that this year either. Like,
what was your son doing during all this?
Like, Donna, come on, Don.
He's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Because I like taunted children on their choice of football teams at like an ice cream shop like 2 months ago.
What are you doing?
I walk in with all my colors and the kids say something like, oh my, it's like some mom or two little kids is like, oh, he's got a jacket like Grandpa's, you know, the orange and blue. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. But these kids aren't fans. They're Packer fans. I'm like, boo, they suck. They suck.
You're terrible. These poor children crying.
Oh, we want to go home, Mom, please.
The fat paraplegics yelling at us about our team choices.
I'm like the worst. I'm like been taunting people. I've been wanting to taunt people.
You want somebody to punch you or something? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I figure they can't, you know? Yeah. Well, that's why I taunt children, because they can't really fight back. Yeah.
Don't punch the elderly. He doesn't know. He's probably got dementia. Don't even think about it.
So I can't even wait to come down to your house sometime. I just want to start taunting people.
He's that guy from the baseball games that sings the baby elephant song or whatever. Just leave him alone. He's the one that dances on the dugout. You know,
I gotta mellow out. I gotta mellow out, man.
What's gotten into you? What's your problem?
I mean, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You know, what can I say?
Did your father used to do this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Boo, I hate this. Like, what? What is wrong with you? I don't know. I hate children and other teams, I swear.
I grew up with a lot of teasing, okay? So.
Yeah, apparently.
A lot of teasing,
apparently,
yeah.
Apparently, it's gotten under your skin a bit, I think.
That's when it was still acceptable to, you know, tease children until they cried, so basically.
Cowboys shit their pants. They shit their pants.
They suck. Boo!
Boo! Bunch of poopy diaper players. What?
I don't want this football anymore, Grandma.
Well, give me a soccer ball. Soccer's for fairies. Oh my God! What is it that got into you?
Jeez. I don't know. It's just my Christmas spirit, I guess. I don't know.
it's my Christmas spirit. I just go around ruining childhood dreams.
I do.
You're never going to be a football player. You're going to be fat fuck just like me, walking around with all the team colors.
You play your kids right, your cards right, kids. You're gonna end up like me someday.
My only claim to fame is winning a Larry Flint look-alike contest.
Minus the wheelchair.
No, I had a fake. I just got into a grocery cart and had somebody push me around.
Throw a blanket over my legs.
That's right. Just sat in a grocery cart and said, "I'm Larry Flint." Yeah, great.
I don't know.
What a jerk.
I know. So if you know any children that need to be taunted, I will do it.
If you'd like me to come to any, you know, Cub Scout or Girl Scout functions
and
just berate your children until they cry, I'm available. I only charge, beans and weenies or something, I'm good to go. So
I'm like the anti-party guest, you know.
Yeah. I call Miles the Clown. That's what they call me.
Yeah, it's come in and berate people. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. What a nice guy you are.
I just thought it was funny.
I don't think people find that funny anymore.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
I think it's not funny.
Yeah, well, teach his own, you know.